Welcome, everyone, to another edition of our Cultivators Corner. And joining me here at Delta 9 House and Studios, we've got the senior cultivation editor from High Times Magazine, a good friend of the show, Danny Danko, is in studio. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really good. So glad to have you here spending the night at Delta 9. What do you think so far?
I love it. I love it. I highly recommend it to anyone visiting Portland. It's an amazing experience. And you know, I do a lot of traveling, stay at a lot of hotels and places, and this is far and above beyond all of that. You know, a 420 friendly place to stay right here in Portland, and you know, you can get out and see the sights, have breakfast, and wake and bake if you're so inclined. And yeah, really, I highly recommend it. It's amazing.
Well, I think you probably do everything highly.
That's right. I recommend it highly, and I highly recommend it.
Well, we've got some stuff to talk about here. First of all, being here on my podcast, glad to have you here because you are also a podcaster, and we're excited to announce here on the show that your podcast is coming back. Tell
That's
folks
right.
about it.
Yeah. High Times presents Free Weed from Danny Danko. We ran 88 episodes from 2011 to 2015, and then we went on hiatus. Basically, my co-host was made editor in chief of the magazine, and it just became very difficult to consistently put out episodes, and so we put it on hiatus at that time, and we're really happy to now announce that we're bringing it back as a weekly show. So, you know, episode 89 is live now on iTunes and wherever people get their podcasts. And we're going to keep putting them out weekly, and we're very excited for it because I really enjoyed doing it when I did it. And now I'm happy to be back and doing it consistently because that was really the thing. We just wanted to be able to bring it to people on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I think it's important. It's the best way to build an audience. And so now we're back and we're excited.
Yeah, I get questions from people looking to be podcasters. They ask me, what do you got to do? And I say, well, the number one thing is consistency.
Yeah.
You just got to keep putting them out.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's how I listen to podcasts myself. You know, I listen to the ones that come out when I know they're coming out. And, you know, whether it be twice a week or once a week or every other week, that's the consistency is what keeps me coming back. And so hopefully, you know, much of our audience from before will come back and listen, and hopefully we'll build on that and get more people, because you know it's really about getting people growing. It's a cultivation show, so it's for the beginner grower, it's for the intermediate grower, it's for the people, you know, trimming and in their grow rooms to listen to, just to keep, you know, reminders in their mind of what cultivation's all about.
And I imagine that the demand for your expertise has skyrocketed since we now have eight states with legal cultivation, since right. Washington State doesn't allow cultivation. Are you getting a lot more requests and emails and letters from people in the legal states now?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, people just want to grow a few plants. You know, a lot of times their numbers are restricted to, like I believe here in Oregon, I believe it's 4 plants per person per, you know. So, you know, they want to get the most out of those plants. And, that's the good thing is, you know, when you're restricted in the number of plants you can grow, you do have the option of growing bigger plants,
yeah.
You know? And so they want to know how to do that. And there's a lot of entry level people who, you know, just want to put a couple plants in their backyard or into a tent or a grow box and create their own cannabis. And I think it's one of the best things you can do, especially if you're worried about, you know, the corporatization of cannabis or, you know, having to get your, you know, joints from Marlboro or Monsanto or any of these other companies. It's like, hey, there's a perfect way around all of this. And it's really quite simple. It's a fun hobby. And you know what went into it, you know, whether there was pesticides or, you know, what strains they are. And I think, you know, it's a hobby that a lot of more people are taking up, and I think it's really our way of overgrowing the government. And you know, it's a political act.
Yeah.
Cultivation is a political act. You're creating something out of nothing, and it's alchemy. You know, it's modern day alchemy. You're creating this amazing thing out of water and light and air, and you're creating something really special. And you know, if you're a medical patient, you're actually creating your own medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to be said for that, too.
Absolutely. Now, with the evolution here of cultivation going on in these legal states. The thing that frustrates me about it is lawmakers putting together these limits and these regulations without having any idea how the plant works, how the life cycle works. For example, you mentioned here in Oregon, we get four plants, but they limit us on 8 ounces of possession. So you better only grow 2 ounces of plant. Got any tips for that?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of what you grow, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, weight in flowers that, you have around. You can turn a lot of what you grow into concentrates of various different kinds. So there's, you know, there's rosin that you can make with a press, and there's ice extracted hash and dry sift that you can do. And those are, you know, safe methods you can do basically at home without even thinking about, you know, solvents and hydrocarbons and things like that. So, you know, I do think, you know, there's plenty, there's, you know, a lot of, you know, edibles you can make. And, you know, I think a really big thing lately is people juicing leaves. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw your rabbit here loves, loves to eat cannabis leaves. There's THCA in there that, you know, is really valuable in many cases, on a medicinal basis. And so, there's lots of things you can do with the plant, besides, you know, just the flowers and the 8 ounces that you're allowed by the government.
I'm glad you brought up the concentrates too, because to my knowledge, in the states that have legalized, they've all made illegal the home processing with the hydrocarbons, you know, the explosive, the tames, so to speak.
Right.
So you're mentioning, you know, dry sift, bubble hash, finger hash, rosin press. Are these techniques that people can also learn from the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. We do an episode every once in a while called Free Hash. And we definitely talk a lot about, you know, concentrate making. And, you know, I should let people know, like, if you are thinking about those type of hydrocarbon extractions and stuff, leave that stuff to the experts and the chemists who have the proper equipment. That's, you know, the days of you know, open blasting are done. You know, like, really people need to rethink that, because mm-hmm. that's not a good look for us in the news. When these explosions happen, and it, you know, you're dealing with very, very volatile explosive gases, and you know, that's very dangerous.
Yeah, last summer here in Portland, North Portland, we had, you know, straight out of a movie, it was, you know, an entire house exploded, like, just, you know, kindling was left mm-hmm. of the house, and the guy crawling out of the rubble, you know, burns all over his body, saying, "I shouldn't have turned on the dryer," and then dying, like, right in front of a witness. I mean, and that was news for the whole summer. And it's just, you know, one incident here in Portland that can do so much damage.
And I mean, the products we're discussing, the rosin and the dry sift and ice water extracted hash, I mean, those are amazing products to consume. Mm-hmm. And you have access to the hydrocarbon stuff here, you know, if you want to go to the store and buy it from people who know what they're doing when they're working with those type of products.
And this would be, from my point of view, because I cover the politics of things, another example of where the lawmakers don't understand how the existing underground works in this, is that people grow a bunch of flower, they trim their buds, they got a bunch of trim left, and here's a bunch of wasted profit potential, and some people can't resist trying to make it into something they can sell for $35 to $50 a gram, or take it, you know, back east, $100 a gram for some of these concentrates. Right. And I think a solution might be is, like, give us a place to take our trim. Let us take it to a licensed processor and then have them give us some back. I mean, the solution seems obvious to me.
Yeah, and those places exist. I just visited one yesterday where they do CO2 extraction in one location, and they have their hydrocarbon spot in another, and it's all very professional. And, you know, there's all the safety, you know, safeguards put into place for that particular thing. And that's important for people to understand, I think.